Audio presents Blood of Dragons, Volume 4 of the Rainwilds Chronicles by Robin Hobb, performed by Anne Flosnick. Prologue. Changes. Tintaglia awoke feeling chilled and old. She had made a good kill and eaten heavily, but she had not rested well. The festering wound under her left wing made it hard to find a comfortable position. If she stretched out, the hot swollen place pulled, and if she curled up, she felt the jabbing of the buried arrow. The pain spread out in her wing now when she opened it, as if some thirsty plant were sending out runners inside her, prickling her with thorns as it spread. The weather had become colder as she flew toward the rain wilds. There were no deserts, no warm sands in this region of the world. Heat seemed to well up from the earth's heart in the Chalcidian deserts, making it nearly as warm as the southern lands were at this time of year. But now she had left the dry lands and warm sands behind, and winter's stranglehold on spring had claimed its due. The cold stiffened the flesh around her wound, making each morning a torment. Icefire had not come with her. She had expected the old black dragon to accompany her, although she could not recall why. Dragons preferred to be solitary rather than social. To eat well, each needed a large hunting territory. It had only been when she had left his side and he had not followed that the humiliating realization had drenched her.